Padavadam. Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadadi Dana Vallava Giri Varadadi Gopi Dana Vallava Giri Varadari Dana Vallava Giri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Nana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Ya Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari He Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhu Para Jaya Prabhu Para Prabhu Para Chila Prabhu Para Jaya Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Gaura Nithai Jaya Gaura Nithai
Jaya Om
Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Ashtata Satasi Simajasti Vaingre Silap Esi Bhaktivedan Swami Shilapavupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samavita Vakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna Krishna. Thank you. I mean, yes. Maybe we should have this. It's a beautiful, beautiful text. Maybe we should have it in Italian and just read it. Someone could read it in Italian because the purport is very nice. It's the first canto, chapter 8, text 42. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Tvayi me ananya vishaya. Tvayi me ananya vishaya. Tvayi me ananya vishaya. Matir madhu pate sakret. Matir madhu pate sakret. Matir madhu pate sakret. Ratim udvahatat adha. Ratim udvahatat adha. Ratim utvahata dadha gange vogam udhanvati. Gange vogam udhanvati. Gange vogam udhanvati. Mm-hmm. So, Mataji, can you please read the trans? I think we should can go immediately to the translation of the purport.
Traduzione. O Signore di Madhu, fa che la mia attenzione sia sempre rivolta verso di te e nessun altro. Come senza ostacoli il Gange scorre continuamente verso l'oceano. Spiegazione. L'uomo raggiunge la perfezione del puro servizio di devozione quando tutta la sua attenzione è rivolta al trascendentale servizio d'amore al Signore. Quando si parla di troncare ogni altro legame affettivo, non si intende una negazione totale dei sentimenti nobili dell'uomo, cosa d'altronde impossibile. Ogni essere deve necessariamente nutrire dell'affetto per gli altri esseri, poiché questo è un sintomo di vita. Come il desiderio, la collera, l'attrazione per gli altri, così anche l'affetto non può essere annientato. si deve solo modificare l'oggetto di questi sentimenti. Il desiderio, per esempio, non può scomparire, ma all'interno del servizio di devozione il desiderio si stacca dal piacere dei sensi per volgersi verso il servizio al Signore. L'affetto per la famiglia, la società e la nazione sono altrettante manifestazioni a livelli differenti del piacere dei sensi. Ma quando questo sentimento si trasforma in desiderio per soddisfare il Signore, diventa servizio di devozione. Nella Bhagavad Gita, il rifiuto di Arjuna di combattere contro i suoi parenti ha come origine la soddisfazione dei suoi desideri personali. Ma dopo aver ascoltato il messaggio del Signore, la Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna ritorna sulla sua decisione e obbedisce al desiderio del Signore, diventando un famoso devoto del Signore. Tutte le scritture affermano che Arjuna raggiunse la perfezione spirituale servendo il Signore con amore e devozione in un sentimento di amicizia. La battaglia, l'amicizia che unisce Krishna e Arjuna, la presenza stessa di Krishna e di Arjuna, nulla è cambiato. Soltanto Arjuna non è più lo stesso, totalmente trasformato dal servizio di devozione. Srimati Kunti Devi prega qui il Signore di trasformare le sue attività come egli fece un tempo con Arjuna e permetterle di servirlo senza che niente la distragga. Questa pura devozione per il Signore è il fine ultimo dell'esistenza. Di solito la nostra attenzione è distratta da tanti altri oggetti, non divini o non legati al disegno del Signore. Ma quando le nostre attività si trasformano in servizio di devozione, i nostri sensi si purificano e noi raggiungiamo il servizio di devozione puro e perfetto. Questa è la perfezione cui aspira Srimati Kunti Devi e per cui ella prega il Signore. L'affetto della regina per i Pandava e i Vrishni non esce fuori dal quadro del servizio di devozione, perché servire i devoti del Signore è come servire il Signore in persona. Anzi, talvolta servire i devoti ha più valore che servire direttamente il Signore. In questo caso, però, l'affetto di Kunti Devi per i Pandava e i Vrishni è motivato per lo più dal legame familiare. Nell'ambito delle relazioni materiali, tale affetto si fonda su Maya, perché i sentimenti basati sul corpo e sulla mente sono dovuti all'influenza dell'energia esterna. Invece, le vere relazioni sono quelle scambiate sul piano dell'anima e basate sul rapporto che unisce ogni essere individuale all'anima suprema. Quando Kunti Devi desidera troncare il nodo delle relazioni familiari, allude alle relazioni che uniscono i corpi. Queste relazioni causano la schiavitù alla materia, mentre le relazioni basate sull'anima portano alla liberazione, perché le relazioni tra anima e anima si stabiliscono a partire dal legame che unisce ogni individuo all'anima suprema. Se per esempio scrutiamo con i nostri occhi le tenebre, non potremo veramente vedere ciò che ci circonda. Ma sotto la luce del sole vedremo il sole insieme con tutto ciò che nascondevano le tenebre. Questa è la via del servizio di devozione.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Govaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. One moment, please. Yes, but this prayer by Queen Kunti brings up some very, very nice points. And since I'm here only for one morning lecture, I chose that because I think it is so nice to think about this together. Yes. Again, the translation is, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
La traduzione di nuovo è, O Signore di Madhu, fa che la mia attenzione sia sempre rivolta verso di te e nessun altro, come senza ostacoli il Gange scorre continuamente verso l'oceano.
This is of course the ultimate desire of the devotee. He wants to, he doesn't really want Krishna, he wants love for Krishna, because then only he can be connected to Krishna.
Non vuole Krishna, ma vuole l'amore per Krishna, perché solo allora potrà essere collegato a Krishna.
Yes. Only by love of Krishna we can have Krishna.
E solo attraverso l'amore per Krishna.
Without love for Krishna, we can stand, we could in theory stand before him and not even recognize him.
Senza l'amore per Krishna, in teoria potremmo persino essere di fronte a lui e neanche di conoscerlo.
Like when Krishna was present on the planet, several people, I mean most of the people, they couldn't recognize him as such because they didn't have any love for him.
Era presente sul pianeta, la maggior parte delle persone non potevano neanche riconoscerlo perché non avevano amore per lui.
Love is the only way to know, to have a relationship with Krishna.
L'amore è il solo modo per avere una relazione con Krishna.
And that love will manifest in service, loving devotional service. Now it's very interesting that all human beings have, according to the psychologist Yajnavalkya, only two psychological functions in them.
Secondo lo psicologo Yajnavalkya, tutti gli esseri umani hanno solo due funzioni psicologiche.
They want to feel love and they want to express love. Basta. That's all. We want to feel love and we want to express love. The French writer, Victor Hugo, he said the highest feeling of perfection for the human being is to feel that he is loved. Yeah, that is half of it, but he also wants to express his love, he wants to give love.
Mm.
By means of analogy, we could say that in our heart flows a river, the river of love.
Attraverso l'analogia potremmo dire che nel nostro cuore scorre un fiume dell'amore.
And that love is meant to go to God.
E questo amore ha come obiettivo di andare a Dio.
In the material world, however, that love is dammed. Dammed means there's a dam which blocks it.
Ma nel mondo materiale c'è una diga che lo blocca.
Blocker, yes. So, what happens when you block a river? It will build, after some time, an overflow that is small, small, almost rivulets which come and flow by the side.
Cosa succede quando si blocca un fiume? Che ci sarà una fuoriuscita d'acqua e la formazione di piccoli rivoli di acqua che fuoriescono dai lati.
In this world we experience these overflows of the blocked love of Godhead.
E in questo mondo noi sperimentiamo queste fuoriuscite del fiume d'amore per Dio che è stato bloccato.
When our direction or our attention is focused on maybe the misery of other human beings, that overflow is called misericordo. Yeah.
Quando la nostra attenzione e questa fuoriuscita del fiume d'amore è diretta verso la sofferenza degli altri esseri umani, allora questo fiume si chiama misericordia.
Or if that our attention becomes focused, let us say, on money, it can very easily develop into something strong that is a greed.
E se invece viene diretto verso il denaro, può molto facilmente svilupparsi in qualcosa di forte, che è l'avidità.
When that overflow of love, for instance, in the case of a mother, is directed towards the child, oh, she has this motherly affection.
E quando la madre rivolge questo flusso di amore verso il bambino, c'è l'affetto materno.
Whatever happens, and that is, I wanted to say, that's a very strong motivating factor. Even the overflow of love, that is, the misdirected love, is moving humanity.
Persino questi rivoli che escono dall'amore, dal fiume d'amore bloccato, persino questo amore con la direzione sbagliata, muove tutta l'umanità.
Now imagine you would go back to the original river of love. You would be able to free it from its blockage, its dam. How strong the experience of motivation would be.
Immaginate di riuscire a ritornare all'origine di questo fiume d'amore e di riuscire a sbloccarlo, e quanto forte può essere la motivazione.
We hear of lovers of God like Haridas Thakur in our tradition, that they simply chanted in love the name of God, and he sometimes danced in wild abandon and delight on the banks of River Ganga and changed colors of his skin. So much love.
Sentiamo nella nostra tradizione di innamorati di Dio come Haridas Thakur, che per questo amore semplicemente si dedicavano ad amare l'amore in nome di Dio e a danzare, persino cambiando colore della pelle accanto al fiume Gange.
And he was able to tolerate all obstacles in his life.
E
Here in Italy we have heard of Francesco, the Saint Francesco of Assisi. We heard how much he longed for God. We have heard how dissatisfied he was when he was not experiencing that flow of love. We heard that when he felt that his new order was just suffocating in bureaucracy, that he wanted to dissolve everything. He said, no, it's about love of God, this is what we do. We have heard that when he was blessed by a sign of God in the form of these wounds of Christ, how absolutely ecstatic he was. Now it's I find it very significant that Srila Prabhupada he surprised at least me by saying that we can direct our love to Krishna and experience also love of God. He would say that if we want to love a son, then Krishna is the perfect son. Love him. And he would go through all relationships and he would say, place Krishna there. Because that is what a great soul does. He wants to free that original river of love so that it can go to God and reach its perfection. Yes. Now, how to do that? How can we do that? I always think this is a very important question. But Krishna, in Adi Purana, he says, someone who says he is my devotee, he's not my devotee. Only he who is a devotee of the devotee, he is my devotee. We can free that river of love, spiritual love in our heart, by serving the devotees. And Rupa Goswami says in six ways this should be done. We should give and receive gifts. We should reveal what is confidentially in our mind, and we should hear from the devotee some advices, some instructions, some perspectives.
dare dai devoti consigli, prospettive, visioni.
And we should offer prasadam and eat prasadam. And anyone who does this will feel some affection flows. Yeah, flusso di affetto. So nice. You remind me of my Latin knowledge. I have studied this year. So it's all right. It's all right. I don't want to talk so much about this. I want to go to a second address where we can develop our love. I said develop our love, but I'm not satisfied with this. I would say free our love. We can go to Krishna's most merciful name form.
Possiamo rivolgerci alla forma misericordiosa di Krishna che è il suo nome.
Yeah. God appears directly in his name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed all of humanity, if you chant the holy name, that's the prime means of developing Krishna prema, love of Godhead.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ha istruito tutta l'umanità che attraverso il canto del nome di Dio, questo è la modalità principale per sviluppare Krishna prema.
Normally we hear of Navanga Bhakti, 9 processes of devotional service, and Rupa Goswami detailed these 9 and made them into 64 angas or limbs of devotional service, but Mahaprabhu only practiced one. Chanting the name. Of course, he also stressed in hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. That was another emphasis which he often made. And then he would also talk about 2 other principles. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spirituality can be summarized in 3 powerful principles. Yes, Nama Ruchi, taste in the holy name. Vaishnav Seva, service of the devotees. And Jiva Daya, do something for, out of, Daya means mercy, compassion, for the Jivas, the living entities. I must tell you very honestly, I'm not so learned as Matsyavatara Prabhu and also not very intelligent. So I usually only check my life by these 3 processes. Do I develop taste for the holy name? I'm a simple man. Do I serve Vaishnavas? And do I do something for the benefit of others?
E mi verifico la mia vita sulla base di questi tre principi. Sto sviluppando gusto per il Santo Nome, sto servendo i devoti e sto facendo qualcosa per il beneficio degli altri.
Now, over the years, I also have stressed very much in my life and preached in my preaching to the devotees this one principle of Nama Ruchi.
Negli anni e anche nella mia predica ai devoti ho soprattutto focalizzato questo punto del Nama Ruchi.
In my own little ways I have tried to research when can we have taste in chanting. We have japa retreats where we talk a whole week about it, but here I want to talk about this in 5 minutes. You have to somehow bring your heart into the chanting. And the way to do that is you have to feel a relationship to Krishna. Now the most realistic relationship in this world is twofold. We can feel that we are now separated from Krishna. And we can feel that I wish to do some service for Krishna. So when you approach the holy name, Krishna's most merciful form, with these two attitudes, you will very quickly see that, oops, something is happening in the heart. That river, which was blocked or diverted, is all of a sudden finding its direction again, its strength.
Succede qualcosa nel cuore, risentiamo questo fiume che viene sbloccato perché trova la sua direzione.
Yes, for instance, we sit here in the morning and chant before Shri Shri Radha Govinda Dev, and we can think, oh my Lord, he is a soul from the material world. Please accept me.
E siamo qui al mattino seduti a cantare il Santo Nome davanti a Shri Shri Radha Govinda Dev. E possiamo pensare, oh Signore, qui c'è un'anima dal mondo materiale, per favore, accetta.
Yes. We can long for the not yet attained relationship.
Possiamo desiderare questa relazione che non abbiamo ancora raggiunto.
Sanatana Goswami expresses this with two analogies, which are very well known in the Vaishnava circle.
Sanatana Goswami esprime questo con due analogie molto conosciute nella letteratura Vaishnava.
He observes two birds and tells us about the moods of the birds, which we should put into our chanting.
Osserva due uccelli e parla della modalità degli uccelli che noi dovremmo mettere nel nostro canto.
The first is the chakora bird, who only drinks water directly from a rain cloud, not from any pond or puddle of water on the ground.
Il primo è l'uccello Chakora che beve l'acqua solo direttamente dalle nuvole, dalla pioggia che cade dalle nuvole, non da nessuna pozzanghera a terra.
Now rain in India comes only one time a year.
E la pioggia in India arriva solo per un periodo all'anno.
And like everything in India, it comes late. Normally. So the poor bird is has not drunk in a whole year. I don't know how they do this with the organism, but at least that's the imagio, the image. And he just drowns the water. And please understand the bird. It's not water is for him not a luxury article. It's a need for survival. He calls for the rain cloud. And once one devotee pointed that out. It sounds a little bit like the Bengali, give me water, which is jalde, jalde, jalde. He needs the water to survive. So my dear devotees, we also need Krishna to spiritually survive. Some of you are brahmacharis or brahmacharinis. You know how it is. Sometimes we are not on the highest level. Where should my love go? How should it be respond? How can I feel love? Yes, we need Krishna for that. To be happy and energetic, and we need. No, also Grihasthas, no, they need Krishna. The ultimate relationship, the ultimate, comes, you must be secure in any relationship with human beings. If I want to have a good relationship to my wife and to my my children, I must be secure. I can't be insecure. Only then I can give something into the relationship. So where does the security come from if not from God? The second example is a little bit more loving. I mean, more, it's not so much expressing a dire necessity. It expresses a loving relationship. It's about the Chakravaki bird. This is, I don't know if any zoologist can confirm what I will tell you now, but listen very carefully. The Chakravaki couple is walking through the night forest. The moon is there, and they want so much to be together in a loving situation. But they can't meet. Oop, oop, oop. One says like this, the other, oop, oop, oop. And they pass each other, maybe by 50 meters, but they just can't get together. Yes, thank you. It just doesn't happen. mythology tells us why this can't happen. There was just once a Chakravarti couple on a branch, being intimate with each other. And while they became so excited that they fell down from the branch on top of a meditating rishi. This rishi was strong in celibacy. All of a sudden there were these two birds who were hopefully properly married in his lap, you know. Rishi sometimes have problem with anger, so he was so angry about it. He cursed these poor birds. He said, "May you never meet. Never, ever." And according to mythology, that's the reason why they never come together, these poor birds. So, Sanatana Goswami takes lessons from these two birds. Yes, nature, as Matsyavatara said yesterday very nicely, very softly, but at the same time strongly instructs us. Yeah, therefore, in our nature, or people in the nature, not people, beings like animals, rivers, the elements, are our Shiksha Gurus. This is described in the 11th canto. You must be knowing the teachings of Dattatreya, the Avaduta Brahman. Yeah. So, one bird teaches us we should chant the holy name with a feeling of a need. And the other bird tells us we should chant with a feeling of resuming a loving relationship. If you do this, my dear devotees, you will feel how that river of love begins to first maybe trickle, but then become stronger, and finally, you will experience the full flow as Krishna Prema. Yes, automatic or mechanic chanting will not do. Or if we commit, Vaishnava apparats, that is also not, it will just not happen. Because remember how Krishna says in Adi Purana, we must be the devotee of his devotees.
dice nell'Adi Purana che dobbiamo essere devoti ai suoi devoti.
Let me summarize. Yes, there is a river in our heart. We need to free it. And it can be done by approaching the Vaishnavas and Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name. How to approach the holy name? With a genuine feeling of separation and longing. And with a service attitude. Yes, serving the holy name means while you chant, you understand it's not about my pleasure now. I want to give pleasure with my chanting to Krishna. And you can pray, you can serve the holy name by helping in any way in the CBS. CBS, eh? Yes, because some of the people you contact are eligible to also start chanting. And I heard I heard 75% are chanting after some time. Yes, and when people come in contact with the Yuga Dharma, that's wonderful. That's the best thing they could, which could happen in their life. Yeah. Thank you very much. I couldn't finish it faster. I'm now finished. Yes. Thank you. I must tell you something personal also at the end, just one sentence. I'm really, yesterday we talked, and I'm somehow a very sensitive person, and especially now a very sensitive, and I'm so impressed by what I heard yesterday from the whole night. I'm thinking and dreaming in a good way about it. I'm totally impressed, really. I don't know what will happen today with me. My dear host will show me the headquarters, and maybe I will faint in ecstasy. No, really, I'm not just saying it to say some flattering, nice words as a guest should do in civilized country. No, I'm really solidly. I'm very. Yesterday, I became speechless, which is very rare in my case. Thank you very much. I would like to end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.